Francis used to emphasize the importance of living from inside out. That would be a good thing to put into practice in this gathering, because the outside of this gathering is very muted because of the pandemic. In fact, this is the second year in a row our celebration of Father Francis has been affected by the pandemic. But if we look around, we say, well, there's only a few people here. There's no music. There's no celebration. There's no sign that this is an important day. So let's get past the surface, the outside, the impression of what we're doing here. And let's look inside at what this day represents. This is the 14th death anniversary of Father Francis. We can only see a few people here, but I hope there are more people joining us online. So that's part of the sign of what's going on interiorly. In the heart of the Ottawan community, there's great joy, even though in the external manifestation, it's again locked down. So here we are, second time in a row, second year in a row, we're in this condition, but this is the first time we're honoring the death anniversary of Father Francis after Sister Barbara died. So as we go to the tomb after the Mass, we'll honor both Father Francis and Sister Barbara. This is also the only time we're going to honor the death anniversary of Father Francis during the year of Saint Joseph. What came to me as I was reflecting on this occasion was, well, I looked at the tomb for one thing, and you know, when we added the tombstone of Sister Barbara, we took the opportunity of polishing and cleaning up the tombstone of Father Francis, and so the lettering is now bright gold. It had faded out over the years, so now you can read very clearly his name and his dates. One of the dates, of course, being October 1st, 2007. But his name, it says, Father Francis J. Marino. The J stands for Joseph. So what I'd like to do today is organize what few thoughts I have around these three names, Francis, Joseph, and today's Saint Therese. Francis, Joseph, and Therese. Francis. Well, if you mention Francis to anyone now, of course, people will think of the Pope. The most prominent Francis in anybody's mind, and the most prominent moral voice, a religious voice in our times is Pope Francis. But Pope Francis took his name in honor of Saint Francis. And if anyone thinks of Saint Francis, well, I don't know what people will think. Sometimes people think he's an environmentalist. Sometimes people think of him as a lover of animals, this sort of thing. But what Saint Francis said about himself was that he was a little poor man. What Francis loved was poverty, Lady Poverty. And so he was the poverello, the little poor man. And that's what everyone called him, the little poor man. His followers were little brothers, friars minor, little brothers, poor. They lived poverty. Well, this name Francis then, which of course is the name of our founder, represents for us or can point us in the direction of poverty, which is at the very core of the Ottawan spirituality. In fact, that's the name. Ottawan means the poor of God, the poor. Think of what we have inscribed on the memorial wall there, one of the quotations of Father Francis. The Ottawan reflect the spirit of the poor of God, who live in total dependence on him through situations the world considers impossible. Total dependence on God through situations the world considers impossible. Well, given the pandemic, the whole world knows we're in an impossible situation, and the whole world has experienced a deeper poverty than in our living memory. This endless lockdown and struggle against infection and all the consequences of it. So we have a poverty, or we're being reminded of our poverty. But St. Francis and Father Francis and Pope Francis would all remind us that poverty, in the sense of dependence on God, is a very rich way to live. It's a very fulfilling way to live. The poor in spirit, who are living in absolute or total dependence on God, are, because they depend on God, they have all they need. So to be poor in spirit is one of the things that this death anniversary should remind us of. To be poor, to live in poverty of spirit, should also make us aware of the poverty of one another. I was very happy to note that one of the ways we're celebrating today is by giving relief goods to poor families. We can't have our usual celebration, so if we could, we would maybe have a couple hundred people here. But since we can't do that, we've decided to give to others, especially those who are really badly affected by the pandemic, the poor. So we have ayuda, relief goods, for 400 families. That will be, the relief goods will be distributed today. Simple, bigas, idlog. But those families, most of them would not be here even if it weren't a pandemic. And even if they did come here, they wouldn't get that much food. So I think this is even better. Father Francis would be very happy that 400 families are receiving something to eat, something to live on his death anniversary. Not that Father Francis wouldn't want to have a celebration. He would want to have both a celebration and serve the poor. We love to have a celebration because celebrations build up the community life and express our joy in the Lord. So that's important. We can't do it today, but that's still part of Anuim life, part of the life of the church. Celebrate together, gather together with each other and in the presence of God. But at least today, 400 families will have a little sense of the joy of being children of God. Okay, so that's some reflections on the name Francis. What about Joseph? This year is the year of St. Joseph. We have tried in many ways to honor him. And this is the only time I have even mentioned St. Joseph on October 1st, because he's not very prominent. But when I realized that Father Francis's name is Francis Joseph, I said, well, we have to honor St. Joseph today, because that's also in honor of Father Francis. Well, we know so much about St. Joseph. He's a hidden figure for the most part. Even on the tombstone, it doesn't say Francis Joseph. It says Francis J, as if Joseph is hiding in the background. He doesn't attract attention to himself. But he is a extraordinary man of dedication to God, dedication to his wife, to Mary, dedication to his son, Jesus. And this is what he teaches us, to be dedicated to God, to be like him, a just man, a righteous men and women, to be dedicated to the church. Joseph's love for Mary teaches us how to love the church. And Father Francis taught us this, have deep love for the church. I think in relation to St. Joseph, we can apply another quotation from the memorial wall. It certainly applies to Joseph. Be present before the presence in the now for a life of truth and love. St. Joseph was present before the presence in the now. He was very sensitive to the will of God. Even in his sleep, he was sensitive to the will of God, present before the presence. St. Joseph is also a patron of the dying, since we just passed through the death of Sister Barbara, and Sister Barbara is now laid to rest next to Father Francis. Thinking of St. Joseph as patron of the dying makes us think of our two founders now, who in death are laid side by side. St. Joseph reminds us that the many people who are dying these days, and we keep hearing about victims of COVID-19, they are lost to us, but they're not lost to God. God calls his children home. And Father Francis is, St. Joseph is helping them on the journey into eternal life. St. Joseph. What about today's saint, St. Therese? St. Therese, we know her as the little one, the little flower, the one through whom we receive the little way, a little way of spiritual childhood. This is why I decided to use the gospel chosen for her feast day. The gospel for today is that one about the rebellious towns, Chorazin and Bethsaida and Capernaum. Very hard to ponder those rebellious towns in light of our celebration. But the gospel chosen for St. Therese is a very beautiful one because it focuses on littleness, childlikeness. The disciples ask, well, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus brings before them a little child, and he says, unless you turn and become like children, you will not even enter the kingdom of heaven, much less be the greatest. We can't enter the kingdom unless we are like children. And whoever humbles himself like a child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. St. Therese teaches us this. Father Francis teaches us this. The Animum Spirituality teaches us this. To be humble, to be little, to be dependent. Again, it's the poverty of spirit that we learn from St. Francis, the littleness we learn from St. Therese, the presence before God that we learn from St. Joseph, all of these lessons gathered in the richness of a liturgical life are what Father Francis teaches us on this, his death anniversary. So, we look beyond, as I said, we look beyond the limitations that we are living under, and with great joy, we celebrate the gift we're given, we celebrate the greatness of our founder, great in his littleness, and we rededicate ourselves to living according to this rich, unwed spirituality.